So I am very, very excited this morning. I've got a full room of people in front of me. I certainly appreciate you guys taking time to come in. I am joined by, stay with me on this, Josh, Jude, Abe, and Gracie of Smokestack Theater Company. Josh, welcome back. We've talked before.
Good to be back.
Always a pleasure. I know you guys...
For you, it is. For me, it's... I'm kidding. It's a pleasure.
Are we doing this again?
It's a pleasure.
Are we going to do this again?
I swear. I love coming.
Look,
hey, at least you don't get me at like 6 a.m. in the morning like Hutch used to.
No. I try to wait until 7:30, give you a little nap time. And I know you're a sleeper. It's fine. I get
it. That's right.
But I'm excited to have you guys in today. You guys have a big weekend coming up.
We do. It's exciting. We have our very first ever youth production of James and the Giant Peach. Over 20 local kids, and man, these kids are talented. I'm talking, they came into auditions, and I left kind of frustrated because they were all too good, so I didn't know where to place them all.
So when you talk about the auditions, that means you are the director.
I am the director. So
shouldering the burden.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's been different with kids, but they're all good kids. They behave, and to watch them grow has been amazing. And to see kind of from that audition process where they go from there, and giving them notes and stuff, and seeing how they work in jokes and have a good time. It's been all around fun, man. These kids are awesome. I'm excited to keep doing stuff like this.
Well, and that was one of the things when we talked last time. You know, you guys are probably more familiar with the Smokestack Improv. That's probably the thing that resonates the most from all of the things that I have seen. But I know when you and I talked the first time about this whole organization, it's about bringing the theatrical arts to the community. So I'm very excited that this is really going to be the first production.
Yeah. We had Cafe Murder, a small production with some of the adults, but this is our first big production where we have sets and we have lights and we have sound and we have a full audience and selling tickets and everything. And it's super exciting, man. And just to continue our mission, which is not just, hey, let's do Smokestack Improv for the adults. We do all kinds of stuff. So we teach class. We actually just finished finales at the public libraries in the county. So we've been getting out there doing all kinds of stuff. And I'm just glad to continue this mission and reach out to the youth in our community.
Well, I'm certainly excited. One of my favorite stories, James and the Giant Peach. No average peaches, all giant stuff.
Giant, yeah. Well, one peach, maybe. You'll have to see for yourself.
Yeah, and we're not going to do spoilers, that's so right. You'll have to go out and check it out. When are your shows going to be? Let's get those started, and then we'll do them again before we're done.
Yeah, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That Friday and Saturday show will be 7 p.m., and the Sunday show will be at 2:30. Tickets are still available on Eventbrite. Kids' tickets are $12. Adult tickets are $15. If you have a museum membership, you can go straight to the museum, the Danville Museum of Fine Arts and History.
So how did you make that pairing? How'd you figure out that is your location?
Yeah, so pretty much a year ago, we started working with the museum. They invited us to help with their Ghosts and Gravestones event, which they've been doing for years. And we came in and did auditions and started the whole process and had a good group. And it was just a great event. And we actually have some auditions for this year's Ghosts and Gravestones on September 8th at 2:30 at the museum. That's September 8th at 2:30. And this is a great opportunity for people who are curious about acting, because it's a bunch of monologues. You're maybe standing there for a few minutes, giving your one-page monologue, and you're done. And so it's low pressure, low rehearsal time. We rehearse every Sunday, and that's it. And so it's a good event for from young to old to come out and get your feet wet in the acting world.
Awesome. Well, certainly a lot of good stuff. It certainly seems like you guys have a full calendar. So let's get into this weekend, kind of the main event. So I know you did not come alone. We're not going to let you hog the mic. Your job's
that's
behind
right.
the camera.
Apparently
so,
there are more important people than me in
well,
this production. I don't.
First off, I'm behind this desk. So that's
oh, here
one.
We go. Here we go. We're back to it. Talking
but,
crazy.
So for the others in the room, go ahead and introduce yourselves. What you're going to be doing, we'll go my left to right here.
My name is Abe Tim, and I'm narrator number one, the superior narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my name
boy.
Is Gracie Wood, and I'm narrator two, and Abe is in fact wrong, because two is bigger than one.
See, this is going to be
fun. My name is Jude Lucia, and I'm playing James, and my answer is two is better than one. So.
Oh, there's unification here. This is glorious.
Oh, protagonist wow. has it. Mm.
We're going to start with Abe being narrator number one. I feel like, according to Gracie, you're only going first because your number is number one. What has been your favorite part about being a part of this production? Have you done a lot of acting before?
Yeah, I don't have a number. of plays that I've been in, but it's been several. I've worked with Mimi Johnson Grubb with the North Star Theater. I've worked with Mr. Breen and Mr. Finney and Brad Bass at Averitt Theater. Lots of different plays here and there. I'd say my favorite part of this experience, I've enjoyed working with Gracie and working off of each other because we're comfortable working with each other, and that's something I always enjoy about acting is when you can have a connection with another actor.
Okay. So, Gracie, do you feel the same way? You feel that same chemistry, or are you just feeling the superiority of being number two?
No, absolutely. It's been really great to work with Abe, and, you know, it's always really comfortable, and, like, you know, you don't have to feel like you can't throw ideas out there or anything. Everything is always welcome.
Okay. What about you, Jude? What's been your favorite part? I mean, I know, you know, you got the title spot. You are James. But what for you has been the most exciting part of this process?
Well, the most exciting part for me is probably, you know, meeting the new people, getting to work with them, and just having a good time.
I can certainly understand that. You got to have good chemistry as a cast.
Can
so.
You tell he's my son? That was such a radio answer.
I feel like that was a semi-rehearsed answer.
Time. I didn't feed it to him, but
No, I mean, it would have had to have come from somebody else. I certainly didn't
expect
it.
How you really feel.
That is how I really feel.
I appreciate the honesty. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a press tour. We're just here having some fun. So this, just to give you an idea, that's the kind of chemistry you're going to get from this cast as you come out and enjoy the show. So let's go into rehearsals a little bit. When you guys were kind of picked for the roles that you're in, what were the fears? What were the initial fears that you had to start off with?
Well, being a narrator, one of the fears of mine was that with a character who's more dialogue heavy telling the story, I was worried that I wouldn't have the opportunity to make my character entertaining at all. And I had the fear that maybe I would kind of drag the play a little bit, just giving the exposition and stuff. But I think we've added enough that you will not be bored at any point in the show. Not even when the narrators are explaining everything.
Shameless self-promotion. That's I love right. it. What about you, Gracie?
I think...
No fear.
I don't know. Well, no, I think I
would say
obviously,
she's
you know,
nerves of steel.
I guess working with new people that I've never worked with before, it was, like, exciting, but also, like, it, you know, it just made me nervous because I wasn't familiar with, like, the space and everything. But, yeah, I think it was mainly just excitement.
Okay. What about you, Jude?
Well, probably the most... thing I was frightened of, probably remembering all of the lines I have because I'm pretty much in every single scene and every single page, so it's a lot of stuff to remember, and blocking, which is stage actions, and it's just a lot to remember.
I can certainly understand that. That makes good sense. And so working with your dad as the director, that didn't add any fear at all? The hesitation. He's covered his ears. Tell us what you think.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, working with my son has been magical. I prefer him to work with other people just because kids have a different dynamic with other adults. And sometimes it's hard to differentiate between dad and director. And I try and remind him, hey, when we walk into that room to rehearse, we turn the switch and dad's director and he's not picking on you. He just wants you to be better. And so I've tried to give all these kids notes and man, they've been so receptive. I've never heard anybody complain. I've been bragging all over about these kids because you hear youth production, it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to go to that. I mean, little cute kids in costumes, but it's a solid show, man. It's better than some of the older casts that I've been in and seen, and it's a really entertaining, funny, fun show with lots of great surprises.
Well, I can certainly appreciate that. I know your passion, and just so everybody is really aware on this, and I should have hit on it beforehand, but I wanted to get some answers out there first, just to give you the collective age of the folks that are in here with me talking this morning, Josh not included, because we're not going to go there.
We're not going to talk about that.
Abe is 17, Gracie is 14, and Jude is 10. So you're getting answers from these young professionals, and again, as young as 10 years old. That is probably my favorite part being in here and chatting with you guys, is you are so into your craft. Everything I have heard, everything I have seen is just unbelievable. It's like you don't, not to say that you don't expect that from people your age. That's not true. I don't mean that at all. But just the perspective and that concept, a lot of folks don't always appreciate being that far ahead of where you are at this age. So a lot of kudos to you guys for that. It certainly represents well.
And that's one of the things we always push in theater, is how much it helps with development. We've got some little kids in the cast who you've seen them in public before and they're super quiet. And suddenly they get on stage and they're talking. And then it's like, I didn't realize that kid had a voice. But they open up, and, you know, we even have certain kids with certain challenges that they deal with, and they're in the show, and they're getting to expand on things that they haven't done, and learning how to be in social situations and teamwork, and it's just all around. Theater's just awesome, man. I can't say enough about it.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. This has been a lot of fun. I certainly hope everybody comes out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday shows, 7 o'clock. Sunday's going to be at 2:30. It's going to be the Danville Museum of Fine Arts and History. Doors are going to open 30 minutes prior to the show. Come on out, watch a great cast of young people honing their craft, and it's all right here in our own backyard. Give us the ticket prices one more time.
$12 for children, $15 for adults. They are available on eventbrite.com. You just search for the show. You can also dig it up on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook for everything we're doing. So, but yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks, kids, for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much, and good luck this weekend.